Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
I know that many analogies have been used to describe this life, to describe what happens, to describe the possibility. And sometimes those analogies help for us to just be able to visualize or see. And today I'd like to offer another analogy amongst many of the analogies. And let's consider that through whatever causes and circumstances and situations, we have inherited a piece of land. It's not a big piece of land, it's not a small piece of land. Because this, of course, will be decided what we're going to use it for. But we find ourselves that we have been given this piece of land. And as we find ourselves with this news, we're excited, we want to take a look at it, want to know more about it, want to know how big it is, where is it, does it have a nice view, is it in a valley? And we're told nothing. You have simply inherited a piece of land. And so our curiosity, our expectations jump. Who had this land before me? No answer. You're alive. Congratulations. You have this piece of land. So in our imagination, without really finding out what it is, we start to imagine. We have an imagination, we start to imagine, and we give ourselves the license to dream away. And so we dream. Ah, it's a beautiful piece of land. Wherever we come from, whatever in our imagination we have always wanted, we project that on this piece of land. Maybe it's on the beach. Maybe it's on the water. Maybe it's in the Caribbean somewhere. Somebody likes mountains. Oh, maybe it's on a beautiful valley. And we imagine and we dream and we dream and we dream and we dream. And more we dream, there is an enormous sense of wanting to see this, wanting to inspect this land, take possession of this land. And then one day you go to see the land. Of course, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And this is the trickiest part of it all. Because of all the things, you look at it, and does it satisfy your expectations? Because if it does not satisfy your expectations, you are going to be disappointed. And the amazing thing is that 99.9% of the time, that's exactly what happens. People look at it and go, oh, that's it? That's it? It's this little piece of land? And so maybe you look at the land and it's neither here nor there. It's a nice piece of land. But maybe in your expectations, in your imaginations, in your dreams, you do not recognize its value. You do not recognize its potential. And then people come, oh, you know, you could build a wonderful house here. I don't know if I want to live here. Somebody said, oh, you could plant oranges. Why would I want to plant oranges? Somebody comes, maybe you want to plant walnuts. Somebody comes, maybe you want to plant cashew trees. You want to plant almond trees. You could do this, you could do that. And all of this doesn't make the situation any better. And then somebody comes along and says, how about a garden? You haven't decided what you want to do with this. How about a garden? Then you could come, you could visit. If you wanted to stay, you could pitch a tent, you could stay. If you just wanted to visit during the day, you could visit during the day. If you wanted to spend the night, you could spend the night. How about a beautiful garden? And maybe through some understanding, you say, you know, that's not a bad idea. But what kind of garden should it be? And then comes the job of designing the garden. So, you may imagine and you may use your imagination up to the point that it doesn't conflict with what the plants, the trees need. You might say, well, it would be really good to have a tree right there because it would be perfect. But if that is a shady spot, don't do it. Don't do it. Now you understand that in designing my garden, I must take into account the unfolding of nature. Because it is, after all, the nature itself that will give rise to those seeds, that will take care of those trees, that will make sure that everything blooms beautifully. And I will be a witness to it. I will get to admire it. I will get to enjoy it. I will get to say, beautiful. I will be able to sit in the shade and enjoy the tranquility and the serenity of being there. And I will be there, and my effort will be that I will keep this garden in such a shape that as the time progresses, it will get more and more and more and more beautiful. So if you understand all of this, now let's come and relate this to this existence. Because this piece of land that we have gotten is none other than our life, our existence. One day, it was there, but we weren't aware of it. One day, and maybe it happens slowly, or maybe it happens, maybe it happens, you know, incredibly gently over a period of time, but we find ourselves that, hey, we've got a piece of land here. And we must do something. Take a look at it. Decide what we want to do. And there are people who will tell us, what can you do with this land? What can you do with this life? You should have this, you should have that, you can do this, you can build that, you can have this part, you can have that part, and this would look good, that would look good. And to me, now this garden is becoming very tricky because people are saying, no garden. You don't want a garden there. Let's build a house. Hey, but let's build a bunch of apartments. And then you can rent the apartments out and make a lot of money. All the justifications are spooling in and spooling in and spooling in. And the question is, are you asking yourself, you as a being on the face of this earth, you as the owner, are you asking, what do I want to do with this land? Are you asking? Or are you finding yourself asking others, what should I do with this land? Correct question. Question is correct. It's not the fault of the question. The fault here lies in who are you asking? Because if you're asking yourself, good. But if you're going around and asking others, forget it. They will tell you whatever they want to tell you. They will say to you whatever they feel that it should be. And here's the beautiful part of it. What have they done with their land? Are they willing to show you? Are they willing to show you their handiwork? Because they have that land too. They got a piece of land or not. Remember one thing. No matter what you do, and no matter what happens, you will be at the center of your universe. So if you become miserable, it all becomes miserable. You're at the center. If you start to stink, your whole universe will start to stink. You're at the center. And if you are happy, the whole universe around you will be happy, because you are at the center of the universe. And if you are miserable, your whole universe will be miserable. Your universe. So it is imperative, not a joke anymore, that this universe of yours be impeccable. That this universe of yours need to be filled with the most sweet, fragrant smell. That this universe of yours should not be in darkness, but in incredible light. That its beauty should be so remarkable that every time you look at it, every time you look at it, you are amazed. Not once, not twice, every time. That its sweet memory lingers on and on and on and on. And when you are there, you are mesmerized in its beauty, by its beauty. And when you are not there, all you think of is to be there. These are the specifications should be of your garden. Nothing should be less than that. Make your garden unbelievably beautiful. This is possible. This is possible. And when you design it, design this garden of life so it's not a struggle. So there's not weed, 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 weed. But you get to lie down on the grass because you need to rest. This is where you will rest. This is not the place to build apartments. Build apartments in other places and come to this garden to rest from all the struggle of maintaining the apartments. Do whatever has to be done. Nobody says don't do that. But even in whatever you do, whatever happens in your life, there it has to be that anchor, there has to be that center point, and that center point is saying, yes, be in that joy. When you go with that, then your heart wants to follow you, wants to come along, cheers up, gets up, and says, let's go. And when you pursue whatever you pursue in this world, all the craziness, the heart in its sadness sits down and you go, but there is a weight. And that weight that you feel is not any joke. It is purposely there. It is the heart saying, do you have to? Do you have to? Fulfill this. Fulfill this life. Fulfill this time. Make this garden happen. Bring the water. The rain will come. See it green. See it green. When you plant thorns, remember, you are the ones who's going to be picking the flowers, and you will end up being pricked by those thorns. And as much as you can make it good, as much as you can make it beautiful, make it beautiful. This is what I'm saying to you. If you have to trust, then trust that is most trustworthy. You have a desire to trust, then you must trust, but trust that is most trustworthy. If you have a desire to love, then love and love that is most lovely. If you have a desire to learn, then learn that is the most knowledgeable. Learn from that source. If you need to take a bath, then take a bath in water that is cleaner than you. Not just in any water, but water that is cleaner than you, because then that water can wash away the dirt. If you need to fly, then fly in a place, in a space where you won't get hurt. Where you don't have to be in fear. Oh my God. So design your garden well. Plan your garden well. Because if you do plan your garden well, you will be able to enjoy your garden for the rest of your life. And when I say rest of your life, I really mean rest of your life. And I also mean rest for your life and rest of your life. This will be your shelter. This will be your shade. This will be your place to come, of where you can be free from struggle, of where you can take that time to savor clarity. Your life is afoot. There is nothing that you have to wait to start up. Remember, the joy that you are looking for is already in abundance inside of you. And as you approach, you have to approach with the most incredible respect, not fear. Now, first time, you're going to have to draw a distinction between respect and fear. First time, you're going to have to say, okay, take away fear from respect, and what do I have? I have an awe. Amazement, not bewilderment, but amazement. Wow, how amazing. When you begin to have the respect for this life and the fear is gone, then you become in that place where it is, wow, it is amazing. Wow, it is sweet. You've heard about weeding. This is what weeding is. Weed, that fear is weed in respect. Take it out and you'll have something beautiful. Take it out. Take that rake and smooth that farm, smooth that land so you can plant the flowers. And this is where you're going to need the patience, because it is not a question of waiting. It is an active participation to make sure that the plants are watered so they will sprout and they will bloom and they will flower, and you will be able to smell their fragrance and enjoy it. The transformation begins. And what is the transformation? That the potential of this tree being on this land was always there. The only thing that was missing, the seed. And now the seed has been brought and planted into this land, and its potential is now being released, and now there will be a tree. Transformation. It is now going to change, but it's not changing for the sake of changing. It is changing where it is potential, where it is power, where the magic happens. The magic is going to be released, and that is the transformation. And the seeds of the flowers will be planted. And this possibility always existed. The only thing that was missing, the seed, and the seed has been brought, and now this possibility will unfold. With great respect, accept this life. With great privilege, and be honored every time the breath comes into you and you remember it. Be honored, because it is the most amazing thing. It is the most amazing miracle. It is the most unbelievable stuff that is going on. And for this breath, let your heart be filled with gratitude. For this life, let your heart be filled with gratitude. When things get really, really bad, try to remember. Try to remember these words, that there's something wonderful going on. And when the clouds lift, you will find the sun exactly where it's supposed to be for that time of the day.